As you're listening right now, you might be in the car and you might also be on a long drive to visit family or friends for the holiday. You are not alone. Americans traditionally drive long distances for the Thanksgiving holiday, and they'll spend at least part of that driving time scouting out prices for a gallon of gas. I talked with Pat Moody, manager of public affairs for AAA of Northern New England, and asked him to compare national gas prices to what drivers are seeing in our region.
Currently, the national average for self-serve regular is $2.84. That is the lowest we've seen since 2010. For the Thanksgiving holiday period. And it's going to be a welcome sight as 46.3 million Americans will head out on a trip of 50 miles or more over the Thanksgiving holiday period.
And that number of people who are traveling, that's up?
Yeah, it's up about 4%, a little over 4% from last year. And it is the high water mark since 2007.
So pre-recession numbers we're talking here. Pat, how much do gas prices play a role in whether or not people decide to travel?
You know, when we talk about holiday travel, particularly Thanksgiving, about 90% of those people heading out on their travel vacation or travel holiday are going by automobile. So typically, it doesn't necessarily impact whether they go or not. It just opens up their budget a little bit more for those things that they do while they're on their trip, so dining or shopping. So it does give them a little bit more flexibility to do other things while they're traveling.
So maybe they're having the turducken instead of the regular turkey.
Yeah, maybe they have a few extra dollars to buy a bigger turkey and have a larger feast.
So when we look at these prices, $2.84, the national average, and travelers really probably overjoyed to see gas prices under $3, but not if you're in Vermont. Most of the gas pumps in Vermont are above $3. Do you have any sense of why?
Yeah, interestingly enough, back on November 1st, we saw the national average drop below $3 a gallon for self-serve regular, and we're still paying over $3 a gallon in Vermont. The average statewide average for Vermont is about $3.08, $3.09. We've seen this in the past where it's less responsive when gas prices fall. The state of Vermont has got a smaller population, not as much volumes of fuel going through there, and just really not as much competition to drive that price lower.
The state average in Vermont is 8 cents or so, 8 or 9 cents over $3. What about the rest of New England? How do we compare?
Well, right now Vermont is the second highest statewide average for self-serve regular in New England, with Connecticut being the highest. Connecticut is around $3.16 right now, where Vermont is $3.08.
So where do I have to go to get it cheaper in New England?
The cheapest gas currently in New England can be found in the state of New Hampshire. And a big part of that is state taxes for gasoline.
Explain how that works. I know state taxes play a large role in what the price is from state to state. How does that typically break down in state averages?
No, there's a number of factors that go into the price of gasoline. One of the things that you can do is take a look at the pump the next time you're sitting there filling up, and it can talk to you a little bit about the different components of gasoline, you know, what it costs to refine, the crude oil price, the distribution, the markup at the pump, which is very small typically at the retail location, and then also the state and federal gas taxes that go into it. Every state has the same federal gas tax, but when it comes to the state gas tax, it differs per state.
Federal taxes, as I understand it right now, sit at about a little over 18 cents a gallon. And in Vermont, the total state taxes and fees are more than 32 cents. So when you look at the price you're paying per gallon right now in the state of Vermont, you're paying about 51 cents in just taxes and fees, state and federal taxes and fees. But the national average is a little bit lower than that, right, Pat? I think that's about 49 cents a gallon on average.
Yeah, right. The national average will be a little bit lower in the combination of state and federal when compared to the state of Vermont. And, you know, one of the things to also note is that the federal gas tax hasn't changed in 20, 30 years now. The state of Vermont has done some things recently to try to boost those revenues for road repair. And they have changed a little bit in how they do tax the gasoline for the highway fund.
When I look at my price at the pump, which down the street here from my office, the price we're paying right now is about $3.12 or $3.15 a gallon. So if I think about, okay, well, Vermont has about 51 cents per gallon in state and federal taxes, is that what accounts for the fact that Vermont is higher than the national average? Or are there other factors that might not be quite so apparent, you know, our distance from refineries or something like that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely also the case of where you're getting your product from. On the East Coast right now, it's impacted by Europe. Supply is tight in Europe right now, and that means it's not as much imports into the East Coast. Whereas if you were down in the Gulf Coast, there's more of an ample supply there. So, you know, it does. It definitely depends on where you're getting your supply, what the taxes are, what the transportation costs are, and then other overhead costs in terms of the retail locations in which the gas is being sold at. As far as things that some states have done, one is the broadening of the tax base. And this approach addresses the problem of declining tax revenues, gas tax revenues. And in Vermont's case, the intent of the change a couple of years ago was to stabilize the revenues by having a portion of the revenue become price sensitive. So as the price goes up, you can still maintain a little bit of revenues to put towards building the roads and bridges.
And then, Pat, you mentioned competition also plays a role. And in Vermont, the fact that we have a small population, you think just means for less competition?
Yeah, competition, in addition to those other things, comes into play. When you don't have as many stations and more of the smaller mom-and-pop gas stations, there's not as much competition to drive the prices down as quick as some of the other larger states that has a little bit more competition.
Is AAA predicting anything for the coming year in terms of gas prices?
There's going to be an OPEC meeting in December. That's probably going to be the next barometer to tell us what direction fuel is going in. Typically, what we see as we head into the new year in January or February, those months are typically the months of the least amount of demand. So if everything holds true and there's no major disruption, we shouldn't see too much in terms of changes.
Pat Moody, thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, great to be on here.
That's Pat Moody with AAA of Northern New England. So, listeners, we are curious what gas prices you're seeing around the state or just across the border. Tell us the best or worst prices for gas you have found and how far you're willing to go to fill up at a cheaper price. We are on Twitter at Vermont Edition, or you can friend us on Facebook. We're interested to see which corners of Vermont have the highest and lowest prices per gallon.